Practicing hurricane safety with OUC, the reliable one. Frequently asked questions. Question: After a hurricane, your neighbors may have power and you don't. Why? Answer: There are several reasons this might happen. You may be on a different feeder line or transformer than nearby neighbors. The service line to your home may have been damaged. Check that your main breaker is on where power lines connect to your home. You may need to repair your home before you can be connected. OUC will be working to restore all customers in a timely manner according to our established restoration guidelines. As a homeowner, check your weatherhead connection if you are still without power but your neighborhood has been restored. Customers are responsible for devices like the weatherhead for overhead services. OUC is only responsible for repairing the service line and electric meter. Other damage may need to be repaired by a licensed electrician before OUC can restore power. Question: How long can food stay in my refrigerator and freezer if I lose power? Answer: A refrigerator will keep food cold for about 4 hours if it remains unopened. A full freezer will keep the temperature for about 48 hours if the door remains closed. Buy dry or block ice to keep your refrigerator as cold as possible if the power is going to be out for a prolonged period of time. Thoroughly check perishable food before you prepare to eat it. When in doubt, throw it out. Question: I want to know more about placing service in my neighborhood underground. Answer: Generally speaking, the cost to rebuild an overhead feeder line is $150,000 per mile. The cost to underground the same line is 4 to 6 times as much, $600,000 to $900,000 per mile. As a reference point for comparison, the cost to install a communications fiber line is about $50,000 to $75,000 per mile. As required by the city and county, OUC has been installing underground electric service for new subdivisions for at least 20 years. Currently, 56% of OUC's electric distribution system is underground. However, converting existing overhead facilities to underground is cost prohibitive because of the added costs for property acquisition, restoration, and conversion of existing equipment. Thank you, and for more OUC safety tips, visit us online at www.ouc.com.